David Duchovny is best known for his role in The X-Files. He played FBI agent Fox Mulder, believer in alien abduction who investigates paranormal cases with his skeptical partner, Dana Scully, played by Gillian Anderson.
Mulder, it's the same story I've heard since I was a kid. It's a folk tale, a myth.
I heard the same story when I was a kid, too. Funny thing is, I believed it.
But David Duchovny also has a master's in English literature. And in the past few years, he's turned his talents to writing novels. His latest, Truly Like Lightning, came out in paperback last month. Here and Now's Emiko Tamagawa interviewed David Duchovny about his book for a virtual event when it was published last February. She brought us this story.
A Zoom crowd eagerly awaited David Duchovny. In her introduction, Brianna Tribuna spoke for many of the fans.
David Duchovny has been a constant in my life since The X-Files first aired, and I was just a weird little kid obsessed with Bigfoot, werewolves, and aliens.
I also had The X-Files on the brain, along with Duchovny's academic past.
When I started this book, I did something that I don't usually do, which is I immediately leapt to the acknowledgments because I was like, where did this come from? There are two things that sort of leapt out at me. One is that it was partly the writings of a professor that you had when you were at graduate school at Yale, Harold Bloom. And then the other connection was The X-Files and an episode you wrote for The X-Files. Yeah. So could you talk about that?
Sure. In 2000, you know, I was able to like write and direct basically one X-File a year after the sixth year. So I had this idea that was kind of inspired by the case of a guy named Mark Hoffman. He was a forger of Joseph Smith, basically.
Yes, that Joseph Smith, founder of the Mormon Church, now known as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And the thing about Mark Hoffman is when he was writing In the Hand of Joseph Smith, he said they weren't forgeries because he was channeling Joseph Smith. And so that's what I kind of used. You know, it intrigued me as an actor because we talk about becoming a character.
In Duchovny's X-Files episode, an old hippie named Micah Hoffman, played by Paul Lieber, forges ancient texts about Jesus Christ to fool a Catholic cardinal. But then Micah has a conversion.
One day I was not just impersonating Jesus Christ. I had become him. That's why I blew up the crypt. The forgeries were blasphemous and needed to be destroyed.
Fast forward about two decades. Duchovny is working on Truly Like Lightning, which centers around Bronson Powers, a former Hollywood stuntman who is disillusioned by the business and finds solace in religion.
There was something about the Mormon sense of we are not belated, we are now, and now is when miracles are happening, that struck me as if you had somebody like Bronson who feels it's hard for him to have an authentic life, he would glom onto this religion. That's how it started.
Like the text in the X-Files episode, Bronson's brand of Mormonism is something he made up. And yes, it involves polygamy. Bronson and his two wives live on an isolated settlement near California's Joshua Tree National Park. They homeschool their 10 children and raise them free from technology and what they view as the evils of society. But then a real estate developer, who covets Bronson's land, bets him that his children would benefit by attending public school. Despite his misgivings, Bronson agrees to enroll three of his kids and let them live in a city along with one of the mothers.
We're going to take these kids who have never seen another human being, and we're going to give them cell phones, and we're going to give them pizza, and we're going to give them Michael Jackson, and we're going to give them all the things. What happens when you take a 19th century person and put them in the 21st century?
What follows will cause Patriarch Bronson to question the faith that has sustained him.
It's the ground beneath his feet, he would say. I envy people that have strong faith in many ways. I envy the idea of really believing that there's a bedrock of not just morality, but of a spiritual truth, you know? And I was like, I want to write from inside that guy. Not that I'm ever going to be that guy. I mean, I'll play him if we do the TV show, but
I was wondering about that, actually.
Oh, no, that's what I plan to do.
You heard that right. David Duchovny is developing a TV series based on Truly Like Lightning, and he'd play Bronson Powers. Think sort of a Big Love meets Saved by the Bell with a Duchovny spin.
You know, the first year of this show will be basically the book. After that, our hopes are that people fall in love with the milieu and the characters, and they'll be invested, and that we get to go a couple 3-4 more years and tell new stories about these characters.
But for those who still want to believe, David Duchovny will return as Fox Mulder, enthusiast of aliens and the supernatural, take heart. He won't completely rule out a return to the X-Files.
I love that show. I think that show is such a chameleon. It can exist, I think, in any time and can tell almost any story. The X-Files of the future, I don't really know what those stories are. I don't know what it looks like. So I wouldn't say no, because it might be fabulous. I don't know.
Meanwhile, for David Duchovny, there's Truly Like Lightning, the novel. And the TV show? Stay tuned. For Here and Now, I'm Emiko Tamagawa.
Our piece from last March and this update, David Duchovny has signed a deal with Showtime to develop a Truly Like Lightning series, so he could be playing Bronson soon.